Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We certainly didn't have a good start to the league. You know, and we had a lot of joy and success in Europe, and after Christmas we started to find our feet better in the league, but went out in Europe. So overall, for the standards we've set, we're probably a bit disappointed, but you know, we've certainly got ourselves back on track in the league come the end of the season.
So the curtain is about to come down on another Premier League season. Everton, of course, aiming to end on a high with victory over Tottenham today, which would assure the Blues of a 10th place finish. But that would still leave them some 22 points short of last season's total. Final day matches have generally seen Everton perform of late. They've lost only one of their last nine final Premier League games. Everton and Tottenham out down below us. Everton sporting the new home kit, as is customary nowadays for a lot of clubs. They wear it on the final day of the season ahead of the next campaign, when it will be worn throughout. Everton peel away towards the Gladys Street goal, away to our left. Manager Roberto Martinez making one change from the team that won at West Ham, with Kevin Morales coming into the starting 11. There's no Aaron Lennon. He is ineligible for this one today. So the full 11, Tim Howard in goal, Seamus Coleman, John Stones, Phil Jagielka and Brendan Galloway across the back, McCarthy and Barry in front of them, with Morales, Barkley and Osman behind, Romelu Lukaku leading the Everton attack. On the bench today, McGeady, Kone, Besic, Naismith, Christian Atsu, who's on loan from Chelsea, it'll be a final farewell for him, and Sylvain Distan, who's been pretty much out of favour since he played against West Ham in January back in the FA Cup third round. It'll be a farewell wave to the fans from Sylvain Distan a little bit later on. Joel Robles is, of course, the substitute keeper. Tottenham have made one change from their 2-0 win over Hull last weekend. Danny Rose misses out today, and Moussa Dembele comes into the starting 11. Hugo Lloris in goal, a back four of Eric Dier, who was, of course, on loan at Everton for a five-month spell back in 2011. The two centre-backs we expect to be Federico Fazio and Nabil Bentaleb, with Jan Vertonghen moving to left-back. In front of them, Ryan Mason and Moussa Dembele. And then the three ahead of them, Eric Lamella, Christian Eriksen and Nasser Chadli, with Harry Kane leading the Tottenham attack, and in search of one goal to equal the club's Premier League record of 21 goals in a season, which is currently held by Teddy Sheringham, Jurgen Klinsmann and Gareth Bale. Harry Kane has 20 Premier League goals to his name, 30 in all this season. Our man in the middle is next week's Cup Final referee, John Moss from West Yorkshire, takes charge of his fifth Everton game this season. So, Tottenham in their white and black will defend the Park End goal in the first half. Everton will kick off.
Really look forward to it. I think it'll be a good game. I think two teams, as I said before, want to get on the ball, want to play. You know, Tottenham still got something to go for.
Yeah. Let's hope we get a real final day bonanza here at Goodison Park. It's a full house. Tottenham have brought a fair following as well. And there goes the whistle of referee John Moss, and Everton immediately on the offensive with the ball breaking towards the penalty area. And Nabil Bentaleb, who does look as though he started at left back, nods the ball back to Hugo Lloris.
Just looking at Ross Bartley there, went in for a tackle, the block tackle, came off worse, limping here.
There's Ryan Mason delivering a ball long for Harry Kane to chase, but it runs through to goalkeeper Tim Howard, who catches and bowls it out quickly for McCarthy to knock it into the path of Coleman and try and get Everton moving. The ball picked up again by Tottenham and Eric Lamella, who quickly loses possession. And Everton's centre-backs, Jagielka and Stones, have possession for the Blues.
The game.
Dyer turns it back square inside for Ryan Mason. Mason, 10 yards outside the penalty area. Great little 1-2. Goes down inside the penalty area after he looked like he'd lost the ball, really. And he's trying to buy a penalty, maybe, which didn't come.
Well, I think, again, it's too easy, Alan. It's, you know, it's one-touch passing and they've gone past Everton players. They've got to do better defensively. Either stay with runners or stop the pass. But, again, we lose it.
Second Everton start for 19-year-old Brendan Galloway, who came to the club from MK Dons in 2014. Was their youngest ever player when he made his debut at the age of just 15. Here he is on the ball again, Galloway, but he showed too much of that there to Christian Eriksen. Eriksen has released Lamella. Lamella's inside the penalty area, and it forces a great save from Tim Howard to prevent Tottenham taking the lead and spare the blushes of Brendan Galloway.
Well, it's a fantastic save from Tim Howard. Spread himself well. It's a good move from Tottenham. Galloway made the mistake. Tottenham looks as if they're going to punish us, but it's a great save from the goalkeeper.
Yeah, good save, Tim Howard, from Eric Lamella. Here come Everton now with Gareth Barry looking to offside. Release Morelos, who's offside. Flag raised, free kick, Tottenham. I think there's been another goal to tell you about in the Premier League, just as Tottenham were on the attack moments ago. I think there's been another goal netted, which we'll catch up on in just a minute. Here's Gareth Barry for Everton, finding Leon Osman. Now, good play by Ross Barkley. Barkley has released Morales. Morales clear through on goal, and his shot is straight at Hugo Lloris, who drops on it to make the save, low to his left.
Fantastic play from Ross Barkley at his best. Great little turn and a great spot of Morales' run. Maybe Morales should have done better. He's hit the target. Give credit to the goalkeeper. But Evans' real first attack with intent, and it comes from a great through ball from Ross Barkley.
Well, the game has certainly come to life in the last couple of minutes with chances at both ends. Both goalkeepers called into action. Howard saved certainly the better of the two. Lloris more comfortable with his, but now Tim Howard almost called into action again. This time the shot from Dembele is deflected behind for a corner. Might have been Chadley actually who got the shot in. And Arsenal have got a third. Arsenal 3, West Brom 0. They're flying early on at the Emirates today. Didn't mean to say that, but Jack Wilshere with the goal. Ball cleared by Everton initially from the corner. Dembele's shot blocked inside the penalty area, and Galloway gets the clearance. Lamella battling for the ball inside the Everton half. Finds Chadley in turn to Dembele. Dembele has given it away. Leon Osman can pick up just to the left of the centre circle for Everton and bring in Brendan Galloway, who's galloping forward down the left-hand side. Can he get something into the box? Well, he can, but it's cut out by Fazio initially, and then breaks for Morales, who tees it up brilliantly, chested it down, hit one on the half volley with pace, with power over the crossbar.
Yeah, good strike from Kevin Morales, but it comes from young Galloway again, showing his pace down the left-hand side. Ball eventually falls to Morales. Good little touch, tees it up on his left foot, his weaker foot, half volley, just over the top. But I think what's happening, Al, is that they're two holding midfield players are too deep and allowing everybody to get the ball in front of them and then run at them.
Moussa Dembele, and now we're on the Tottenham left with Bentaleb. Bentaleb's cross into the penalty area, dealt with by Jagielka, headed away as far as Ryan Mason. He plants it into the path of Dyer. Good delivery. Harry Kane, 1-0 Tottenham. Great goal. Everton will see it as a poor goal to concede. Mason's little touch out to Eric Dyer. That was brilliant first-time delivery from Dyer. And there was Harry Kane to score his 21st Premier League goal of the season and equal Tottenham's club Premier League goal-scoring record and give Spurs the lead at Goodison Park.
Well, it comes from the ball. Ah, what a ball from Eric Dyer. What a ball. Setting a forward's dream, the ball like that got into the box. Whips it first time in. The centre forward's movement's good. He gets ahead of Jagielka, and it's a great glancing header. Low pass, Tim Howard, absolutely no chance for the goalkeeper. But you've got to say the goal comes from the ball. The ball from Eric Dyer is top, top draw. That makes a goal.
Oh, there's a terrible ball from Ross Barkley straight into the path of Harry Kane. Kane outside the penalty area, shot blocked by John Stones. And Everton, thankfully, unpunished by Tottenham.
Yeah, really sloppy play. Natives are getting restless now.
Here's Brendan Galloway. He's done well to win that challenge. He's getting forward. He's put a ball into the penalty area. Morales has got there before Lloris, who's now stranded. Morales sends it back towards goal. It's onto the roof of the net with Lloris out of his goal. And Tottenham got men back inside the six-yard box, but the little chip onto the roof of the net.
Well, I think he's going for a goal there, but I think maybe just knock it back into an area where somebody can get on the end of it. But good play from Galloway. Good play from Morales. Maybe not, maybe he's just trying to help it back into an area. Unfortunately for us, we just get too much on it and it goes on to the top of the net.
Now Ross Barkley. 10 yards outside the box, puts one towards Osman. Great feet from Osman to find Coleman. Coleman fires it across goal. Lloris gets a hand on it, takes it behind for a corner to Everton.
Yeah, the big cheer with the Liverpool score coming up. They've got to concentrate on their own game. And that was a fantastic piece of play down the right-hand side. Can they get one back just in the stroke of half-time?
Well, the minute is up on my watch. The ball needs to be planted into the box, but
shoot.
It's supposed to be a minimum of 1 minute. Lukaku chips one into the penalty area. That's the ball for Hugo Lloris, and that signals half-time at Goodison Park. There's a few boos around Goodison. Everton have not been at their best, to say the least. Tottenham have dictated the first 45 minutes without a shadow of a doubt. And I think on the balance of play, you have to say they deserve a half-time lead. Tim Howard made a couple of saves, but he had no chance from the goal that was headed home by Harry Kane after the excellent delivery from Eric Dyer. Much to do for Everton. They need to change it somehow against the Tottenham side, who seem to have Everton's game plan worked out.
Yeah, the better team. I'd have to say it's probably the best team that's been at Goodison all season in that first half performance. Totally outplayed Everton from start to finish. Great goal, great ball from Dyer, good header from Harry Kane, who I thought in the hole in the first part of the season, I thought we coped quite well with him. I don't think he was really much in the game. I thought John Stones dealt with him well, but we haven't really had a threat to Lloris. A couple of half chances, but in the hole, the better team are in front. You know, they've completely controlled it. The movement off the ball, the movement when they get on the ball, they've got different options. When we get the ball, we are so one pace, it's unbelievable. They just get behind the ball and make it difficult for us. That was probably the 45 minutes where we've been outplayed from start to finish. And that's a disappointing thing. The few boos as we come up, we haven't been in it. We have not been in it. They have dictated the whole 45 minutes, you know, from start to finish. And we don't seem to be able to get to grips with them. We don't know what to push up on them. We don't want to sit behind the ball. We're giving them too much space. And they look fitter and stronger than us. And that's last game of the season. I just think the lads just can't get anywhere near them. I just think that Lukaku again is isolated. I still think he's got to make more of himself and get in channels and make himself more of a threat. But when the fullbacks get the ball and they look up, there's nothing to hit. So inevitably they come back inside, and one straight pass all of a sudden puts Tottenham on the front foot. So we're making mistakes, which is leading to Tottenham trying to hit us on the break, if you like, and fast breaks. But we haven't really been at the races. It's been poor. Tottenham deservedly go in at half-time 1-0 ahead.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
Welcome back inside Goodison Park. Everton have made a change at half-time. Ross Barkley has been withdrawn and Mo Besic is his replacement. There's the whistle to get us underway for the second half. What do you make of that one, Graham?
Only thing I can say, 4-4-2. 4-4-2, Morales up with Lukaku, Osman on the left, Besic, Barry, McCarthy on the right.
Could well be, and it's looking that way, isn't it, early on, as Lukaku plays the ball out to the right to Coleman, but it's cut out by Bentaleb, who gets it forward to Harry Kane, who's turned away from John Stones, and he's got Eriksen inside the penalty area. Stones recovers well and wins a goal kick. His challenge saw the ball come back off Kane and go behind.
Yeah, it's been excellent, John Stones.
Osman out to the right-hand side for Coleman again. And Coleman just We didn't run out of ideas, ran out of a bit of space, and there's a shot on goal, which is narrowly, narrowly wide. Was that McCarthy's effort?
No, it was Besic.
Besic with an effort which was just wide. Thank you, Graham.
Yeah, I think Coleman went down injured, and I think they were looking maybe for a free kick, but the game was allowed to go on, and the ball fell to Besic, 25 yards out. Good strike, along the ground, just wide a lot, it's far post.
Headed away by Barry. Flicked on by Morales for Lukaku into the path of Osman. Oh, I think if that had gone in the corner of the net, would have been the goal of the season. Osman on the volley wide.
I don't think he was too confident, Ozzy going up to it, but flicked by Morales, flicked from Lukaku, and Ozzy's tried his luck. Right footed, going across goal.
Barry's ball directed out to the left, intercepted by Galloway after the touch from Lamella. Galloway's ball into the penalty area, comes back into his path. Galloway's got a chance. The keeper smothers at the feet of Brendan Galloway, who suddenly saw the goal in front of him at the Gladys Street end, and his big dreams were just snuffed out by Lloris.
Yeah, it's great play again from young Galloway. Tottenham looked to make a substitution, but unlucky, good goalkeeper at the end, but he's brave, Galloway. There's Eriksen, good player.
Great layoff for Lamella. Lamella's ball into the penalty area, breaks for Harry Kane. Kane turns, allowed to turn onto his right foot and get a shot on goal, which was blocked in the end. Kane's won the ball back off Barry, found Ryan Mason. Now it's Eriksen, just inside the penalty area. Eriksen on his right foot, shot deflected behind for a corner. Tottenham's best spell of the second half, Graham, by a margin.
Yeah, definitely. Harry Kane has done well there. No loss of ball, but his upper body strength made sure he shrugged off Gareth Barry to set up the chance.
Coming on from Brendan Galloway, Sylvain Distan. Oh, he's played well, Galloway. Sylvain Distan comes on for his final appearance with Everton. Game number 210 in the blue jersey. His last appearance was against West Ham in the FA Cup on the 6th of January. It's a final farewell from Sylvain Distan. Osman with Distan going down the left-hand side. Here he is. Sylvain Distan tries to put a ball into the penalty. He's found Naismith, and Naismith wins a corner as he tries to turn it back towards goal.
Yeah, I just think Naismith's touch went away from a little bit, stretching on his left foot. Good defending.
Soldado will be 30 on Wednesday, the Spanish international. Cost Tottenham £26 million from Valencia in August of 2013. Do you think they'll recoup that?
Sorry, Al?
£26 million.
Will they get that back? No.
I didn't think so.
But again, he's at the centre forward now. It's a dying art. He's got to get the supply. You know, the supply.
Scored one Premier League goal this season. Who that was against?
Yeah.
His only one. Yeah. Yeah, need service, don't they?
Yeah, of course you do. And Tottenham had the first good bit of service in, and they got the goal and they win the game.
Everton's season ends on a bit of a low note at Goodison Park, beaten by Tottenham Hotspur. Harry Kane getting the only goal on 24 minutes. Everton huffed and puffed throughout, really, never really troubled Hugo Lloris. And Tottenham win for the first time at Goodison Park in 8 visits. And Everton's recent good final day form comes to a close as Tottenham win on the final day for the 5th successive season. Disappointment for Evertonians inside Goodison, many of whom will stay to applaud the Everton lads on their lap of appreciation. But overall, it's been a season of disappointment and one that will see Everton not quite finish in the top half of the Premier League table for the first time since the 05-06 season. Tottenham players go over to take the applause of their travelling fans. Everton players troop off rather dejectedly. It's ended on a little bit of a sour note with a second successive home defeat. All in all, a 5th home defeat of the season and a 15th league defeat in all, which leaves Everton from their 38 matches having yielded 47 points from those 38 matches. What a contrast to last season when Everton accumulated 72 points, finishing 3 points above Tottenham Hotspur. who this time will claim fifth place in the Premier League. Well, a different story for Everton as Sylvain Distan leaves the field for the final time to applause from the Everton fans. Romelu Lukaku is the last man off in a blue jersey. But all in all, defeat on the final day is never the way you want to end a season. But all in all, it probably pretty much sums up Everton's season, Graham.
Yeah, it does. Again, you know, 1-0, you can see the goal. We didn't really look like getting back into it. We talk about, you know, what's going to happen in the summer. It's the final third again for me that, you know, just letting us down. I thought Tottenham were the better team today, first half especially. I thought, you know, second half, we changed it a little bit. We got into it for a little bit of a spell, about 20, 25 minutes. You know, but Tottenham always looked more dangerous. You had Harry Kane. Listen, Tim Howard didn't have a lot to do.
No.
You know, but they had a lot more possession. They looked lively, they looked brighter, they looked more inventive in the final third. I thought we huffed and puffed. Had a little spell in the second half, but overall, you'd have to say that maybe Tottenham were the better team over the 90 minutes. And they looked more of a threat. Without really troubling Tim Howard, they probably had more possession, looked comfortable on the ball. Brad Friedel just going off there to a few claps from the main stand. But yeah, disappointing into the season. Good win at West Ham last week. Just unfortunately couldn't follow up today with a victory against Tottenham.
Yeah.
A very good Tottenham side. So a lot of thinking to be done in the summer. You know, the manager spoke, you know, before the game about, you know, transfer targets and hoping to get them done pretty early. I think everybody, it's plain to see that they do need to turn things over and bring in some new faces that will hopefully, you know, get us off to a better start than what we had this season.
Yeah, not even a goal for Everton fans to cheer today. Many of them have stayed to see the lads back out shortly. Graham's got a final motor range man of the match job to do, of course.
Oh, I forgot about that, Al. Well, again, I think probably our standouts were in the defence, you know, and I thought... You know, I thought the young boy Galloway did really well again. You know, for a young boy making his first appearance at Goodison, I thought he did really, really well and can be proud of his achievements. But I thought, again, that if we're going to go for a motor range man in the match, I think we may go for the lad who swept all before him in the awards night, Phil Jagielka, but alongside him, John Stones. And I'm just going to give it to Stonesy today. I thought Stonesy defended really, really well against Harry Kane. Came out with the ball, tried to start things happening. So my motor range man of the match today is John Stones.
John Stones picking up the motor range man of the match award. He turns 21 on Thursday, and he heads off with England for the finals of the under 21 European Championships in the summer. Here come the Everton players coming back out, led by Phil Jagielka, and as is the norm nowadays, plenty of kids will be on show when the players return to the pitch here. Welcome to our listeners from Radio City 96.7. You've joined us after the conclusion of this game here at Goodison Park, where Everton were beaten by Tottenham Hotspur by a Harry Kane goal to nil. That goal coming in the first half of this game. A game in which Everton huffed and puffed somewhat, were never at the best, and Tottenham probably deserved winners on the day. Certainly stopped Everton from playing the type of football that Roberto Martinez wants them to play. We saw a farewell appearance from Sylvain Distan, which in itself, Graham, I suppose, is a gesture that the fans would have appreciated.
Yeah, definitely. I think we were talking about it before the game. I think Sylvain's been a fantastic servant of the football club. He hasn't let Everton down at all. Just nice to see him finally making, you know, his farewell appearance in front of the home crowd, you know. And listen, is this the end of Sylvain Distan? I don't think so. I think he'll still find him turning up next year, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's Bournemouth, you know. So, you know, all the best to Sylvain. He's been a fantastic servant, you know. He can hold his head up high and walk away from Everton, you know. But good to see him getting a farewell appearance today.
Yeah, well, he is holding his head up high at this very moment as he applauds the Everton fans as they head away to my right down towards the park end, with plenty of fans and applause ringing around Goodison Park. Here comes Roberto Martinez, last out with his young daughter, and a little wave to the Evertonians here at Goodison. It's not ended as he would have liked, but I think we should recall David Moyes' second season in charge when Everton finished 17th and then went on to wonderful and better things in the following season.
Well, it's a disappointing end to the season. You know, it's been a disappointing season if you're going in the season before. And that's the standards they set. And if you ask them, I think they fell below those standards. But it's important to go away in the summer and regroup. Get the new faces in early so they go to pre-season training and look forward to another season. But it has been disappointing, but you've got to give credit to the fans who have stuck with them. To the majority, probably didn't like what they've seen in many weeks, but you know, they stayed with them, and it's important that they do that. It's a young team, Al. I'm looking at the team now, and you're looking at, you know, McCarthy, Bartley, Coleman, Stones, Galloway. You know, Besic came on. So we've got a lot of young players in there. So all we can hope for is they've learned from the experience of the European football this year as well, and they come back in the summer better for it. You know, Ross Woodnock came off at half time. You know, we talked about the England thing beforehand. He'll be disappointed, but listen, it's a learning curve for everybody. You know, and maybe for the manager as well, and in the way he may set up next year, he might look at it and say, well, I need to change this, you know, I might have to do this and maybe change the formation and maybe be more positive and don't have two holding midfield players. Listen, who knows? The manager will have his own thoughts of what he wants to bring in. But if you're asking me honestly, I just think in the final third is where we probably let ourselves down. I know Phil Jagielka said in his interview about we conceded a lot of goals early on, which I can understand, but that comes from a team. That's not just the back four. So as a team, we conceded too many goals and just weren't forceful enough in the final third.
Post-match. The first half was very, very disappointing, and is with the type of opposition that we were playing, probably the first 45 minutes made it very difficult to win a football game. I did feel that we were very wasteful in possession. I don't think we kept the ball well enough. I don't think we carried the normal solid defensive unit that we have of the ball. I don't think we allowed Spurs to have too much of possession and end up with not defending a simple cross and Harry Kane free other in the box, which it gives them a lead and that made it a very difficult first half. The second half was completely different. We adjusted. The response was very, very good and very impressive. And the way that we started the second half, we were carrying a threat. We stopped Spurs from playing completely. And it was just, we couldn't create any clear-cut opportunities, even though you felt that maybe we could get a little bit of magic, a little bit of those through balls that at times it looked like that it could get through into the striker. It was a game that we didn't get any sort of momentum in front of goal, and at the end, even Stephen Naismith with an overhead kick, it showed how much we pushed to try to get an equaliser. But overall, the first half cost us today in order to get a good result.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.